And we welcome you in to WagerWise. Normally, we would be chatting with Jake Reed, who is the manager of the sports book at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, the Elite Sports Book. You can find them located next to the Draft Day Lounge in Riverside at the casino. Unfortunately, Jake's schedule not allowing him to be with us tonight, Alex, but he did pass along the fact that they've got a lot of fun stuff coming up at the Elite Sportsbook, including, of course, next month, the Super Bowl. They're planning on having a big event. A lot of people like to get together and watch the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Now with legalized sports gambling in the state of Iowa, you don't have to go all the way to Las Vegas to enjoy watching it at a sportsbook. You can do it in Riverside. They're going to be giving away some signed gear as well as cash prizes to the winners, and lots of MMA on tap as well.
Absolutely. They have the bays open for anybody who wants to rent those out or watch games or events, and the Super Bowl is no exception. As you mentioned, Todd, they're going to be giving away a lot of signed gear and cash prizes for the Super Bowl, but the MMA fight, the Conor McGregor-Donald Cerrone fight on January the 18th, apparently a couple of bays have already been rented out, and numerous people have called the Elite Sportsbook and wondered whether or not they are going to be showing it. They will be, so they're expecting a huge turnout to the Donald Cerrone and Conor McGregor fight on Saturday, January the 18th. So you can call the Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and rent out your bay today if you want to have your own private viewing party inside the casino.
And tell Jake you heard about this on KGYM. Plenty of other extracurriculars coming up over the course of the winter as well. College basketball season in full swing. Iowa State in action tonight at home, Hilton Coliseum, taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. And Iowa State is an underdog tonight at home, something that we're not normally accustomed to seeing when it comes to the Cyclones playing at Hilton Coliseum. But Iowa State catching about 5.5 points at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. The total on the game is currently at 146 points over under. You're paying $1.10 in juice there on each wager. Iowa went to Nebraska last night. The Hawkeyes were an 8-point favorite on the road. We know how that turned out. If you were betting or backing Nebraska, you made out quite well. And unfortunately, that didn't work out so well for a number of folks at the sportsbook in Riverside, because 82% of the action last night was on Iowa as an 8-point favorite. However, 85% also backing the under of 155 points. So that came home and paid out last night. So if you had Iowa and the under, as long as you didn't parlay them together, you probably washed out a little bit, just came out a little bit on the short side. The games that we were planning on previewing with Jake tonight, no surprise here. Alex, it's a big week of playoff games in the National Football League. Two on Saturday, two on Sunday. Let's start with the Vikings and the 49ers. George Kittle and San Francisco, a 7-point favorite at home. The total in that game is 44.5 points, and San Francisco a heavy $3.20 favorite on the money line, meaning you'd have to wager $3.20 to return $1 if you want to bet on the Niners to win straight up.
Todd, we know how passionate the Minnesota Vikings fans are in this area, so this is not going to be shocking when I tell you that, and as Jake has sent over the information, that 56% of the bettors at the Elite Sportsbook have the Minnesota Vikings plus the 7 points, and 56% of the folks also have the under 44.5. Two really good defenses going back and forth. And I look at this and I think it's going to be a close game. The Minnesota Vikings showed me something last week. The San Francisco 49ers, I think, win this game, but I'm expecting a much closer call than a lot of other people are.
I don't know defensively how Minnesota can keep up and slow down San Francisco in that offensive attack. Again, there's a reason why the Niners are a touchdown favorite at home. The other game on Saturday, the Tennessee Titans, not the New England Patriots. The Tennessee Titans trying to figure out Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, and it's probably due to the fact that Lamar Jackson is involved in this game that the Ravens are a 9.5-point favorite at home. Total on that game, 47 points, and you want to talk about heavy favorites, along with Kansas City, Baltimore also a $4.50 favorite on the money line. So you wager $4.50 for every $1 that you would win on a straight-up money line wager behind the Ravens.
Now, you look at the divisional round playoff slate, and we just discussed one of them in Minnesota and San Francisco. This is going to be another one, and this is going to be a theme of this weekend. A lot of very large point spreads. And I think that you look at this game, 57% are on Tennessee plus that 9.5. I think people expect Baltimore to win the game, but 9.5 points for a Baltimore team that has been the best in the league this season seems like a lot of points to play a team that just beat the defending champions in the New England Patriots. So I look at some of these wide point spreads and say, that's a lot of points for an NFL game. But this is the matchup to me that I'm excited to see. Lamar Jackson trying to get a little bit of revenge after a really bad playoff performance a year ago.
Oddly enough, about 50-50 on the over-under in that game as well. Turning your attention to Sunday, and I think Sunday is going to be very big for football watching in Eastern Iowa. It kicks off with the afternoon game, the Houston Texans in Kansas City taking on the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. 9.5 points the Chiefs are favored by at home, a mentioned $4.50 favorite on the money line. Houston paying back $3.50 if you want to take a flyer on that defense being able to pull off a road victory. Total in that one, as you would expect with those two offenses, the highest of the four games this weekend, 51 points.
So it probably would not be a surprise if I told you that 58% of the public thinks that the over is going to hit. Even though it's the highest total of the divisional round, I think a lot of people expect a lot of points in this game between two of the better young quarterbacks in the NFL. And this is exciting. Deshaun Watson against Patrick Mahomes. And it's sort of a regional thing here. It's about 50-50 as far as that minus that plus or minus 9.5-point spread with the public.
The only people who are not excited about that game this weekend, fans of the Chicago Bears. The Seahawks and the Packers, this was the narrowest point spread on the board this weekend. The Packers, a 4-point favorite over the Seahawks at Lambeau Field. As a matter of fact, you can get right now at the Elite Sportsbook, Green Bay -4, paying even money, the total 46.5 points.
70% of the public, 70% of the bets going into the Elite Sportsbook, maybe not surprising, going to the Green Bay Packers -4. 55% believe that the over 46.5 is going to hit. Seattle cannot run the football. Teams that have had success against Green Bay this year have been able to run the football. I'm not sure about that over, though. Both of these offenses have been middling at times, underwhelming for the Seattle Seahawks as of late. Will Green Bay be able to run the football? I think that we're going to see a close game. I like Green Bay in this contest, but neither of these teams are really built to get much separation in the way of a point spread.
How can you bet on these games? Well, there's two ways to do it. You can head to the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and visit the Elite Sportsbook in person, or as you are stopping by the Elite Sportsbook, you can get a Resort Club membership at Riverside, and then once you're a Resort Club member, you can set up an account at EliteSportsbook.com and wager from the comfort of your own home as long as you're inside the confines, the borders, that is, of the state of Iowa. That's how you can take advantage of legalized sports gambling in the state of Iowa with the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside.